to
Joanna,
be
could
a
you
client.
describe what you, yeah, a little bit more about what you would want from the client?
Yeah,
Any
so just any if anybody that has, so it's a good question actually. So, it's hard to kind of manufacture a befriend your fear process, because not every session is gonna call for a BYF process. So I'm glad you're asking the question, Brooke. I just jumped over that part. So I'd love a volunteer as a client who has an obstacle right now. So you've got something that has just, it's like, it's been an obstacle. It's been hard to get past it. You keep on stopping yourself. It keeps on not getting done, or you're sabotaging it in one way or another. And for us to just do a little bit of deeper work around it. Kristen.
I don't know if you can see me very well. I'm in kind of a bad spot here.
Can see you a little bit. Yeah. The light
Sorry,
from
my
the window is a little bit on you. I don't know if you can shift a little bit.
me see if I can move it over here if it's better. I don't have a whole lot of range of, yeah, that's probably, is that better or worse?
Oh, that's a little better. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks for volunteering. You're a little bit like on the screen, a little bit glitchy, and I just want to make sure that you can see me well and hear me well.
I can see you well, but if it gets too glitchy, I might go back to the just the photo because sometimes the video can be bad. So
Yeah.
that's why I do it.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. So thanks for volunteering. And we won't do a full-on session. We'll kind of dive in and do some deep work and go from there. So if you could share what's the situation? What have you been holding yourself back on or self-sabotaging? What's been the obstacle? What's going on?
Well, what came to mind, and I've talked about this some with my partner, but what came to mind when you offered that as what you were looking for is it feels like, and I don't know if it's resistance. I mean, I know it's fear and resistance, but I also feel like the outside forces get in the way of everything that I've tried to accomplish in my career, in my work, in my business for the last 4 years or so. And it feels really close to the surface right now. In fact, I feel like I'm ready to cry before we even start. But it's been so frustrating to be to try to move my business forward over the last 4 years, in the midst of lots of things that have, like, by things. So my dad and my partner's dad both died at the end of 2016, 2017. 2018 didn't feel like it had any huge major. I think maybe his grandma passed away that year. 2019, his brother passed away in a tragic crabbing accident. In 2020, it, not just coronavirus, but my mom and everything else. So it just feels like, it feels like, I start this time of year is always, a great anticipatory time of the year for me. I have all these great plans, and I think that, okay, this next coming year, I'm going to do all these things. And so my dad died in January. Justin's dad died in December of that same year. And then Josh, his brother, passed away in January, like early January, like all of these things. And, so I feel, I don't know what else. to say. I feel frustrated that the plans and the things that I try to move forward, despite those things, I think that my energetics got in the way a lot of 2018. When I'm looking back at it now from the perspective of this class, it was like, yeah, my energetics were not, you know, I was trying to do it anyway, but my energetics weren't there. I wasn't in a place where I could serve others because I was barely able to serve myself in those times.
Kristen, I just lost you a little bit.
Here, let me just take the video off, and that way
yeah, that might help.
The internet will probably be better, and then you can't see my—
That's okay, we can still do this like this for sure. So it sounds like it's been a lot over the last 4 years, and first I just want to acknowledge that, right? So what I'm hearing, and you can tell me if I'm getting it right, Kristen, is that you haven't been moving forward in your business. And it sounds like what you're really seeing is that there's a big piece of it that is really just, you know, and excuse my language, but like really shitty circumstances and life doing what life does. And my guess is that through it all, you know, you've done what you've needed to do to get through all of these things. And so it makes perfect sense that your business wouldn't be top priority with all of these tragedies and these really, really difficult moments. But what I think I'm also hearing, and this is the part, you know, tell me if I'm getting it right, is that you recognize that while there've been all of these outside pieces that have for sure contributed to not moving forward with your business, that you have a sense that that's not the whole story, that there are some other inner pieces, fears, beliefs that are probably also holding you back from taking action.
Yes, very much.
Okay, good. And so what would you love to receive from this work today? What would you love to walk out of this time with?
The first thing that comes to mind is an understanding of what those other things might be. Because, you know, I've worked with a lot of blocks before. I do deep work with my own clients. I've been trained in you know, all the things. And yet I still feel stuck. I still feel like I can't get any traction.
Yeah. Okay, good. Let's see if we can create some more awareness. And how would you name, like, would you name the thing that's the things that are keeping you stuck? Would you name them as fears? Would you name them as obstacles or something else? Like, what, just intuitively, what's your sense just in that general way?
I think maybe resistances that I'm not even sure 100% what I'm resisting.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, good. Are you open to doing some deeper work and looking at this?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. So let's just dive right in then, and you can close your eyes. And take a few moments to just breathe, to bring yourself fully present. You can feel your seat beneath you. And even notice the ground that's underneath the seat. I'm just really connecting to the earth and the ground. And noticing your breath and your body. And I invite you, and this isn't something, don't overthink it. Just go with what comes up as you sense in to your body. See where this resistance that you've been talking about, see where it's living inside of your body today. And just let me know where you sense it is today.
The throat is the first area that I noticed.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. You're doing great. So I want to invite you. I know usually we want to kind of avoid the resistance or, you know, walk away from it, but I actually want to invite you to lean into it and really connect with that resistance in your throat area. So just really be with that resistance in your throat, connect with it. And you can almost go in there as if you were a detective with a magnifying glass and a flashlight. Even just go into your throat and see what the resistance looks like as it's living in your body. Maybe it's a shape, maybe it's a color or an energy, an object. What does it look like, this resistance in your throat?
The first image that came into my mind was like a little child crouched in a corner with, like, you know, crouched in not quite fetal position, but squatting down and hands overhead trying to hide.
Yeah. I just got chills when you said that. That feels really important. And so I want to invite you to connect with that little child that's crouching with arms overhead. And as much as you are able, as much as it makes sense to connect with this resistance in the form of this child, notice details, notice how this child maybe wears her hair. And just really be with her. And ask her what purpose she serves in your life. What is the purpose that you serve in my life? You might hear the answer or see it or sense it, but see what she wants to tell you.
She says she's keeping me safe.
Ah, okay, good. You're doing really well. Continue to really be with her. And if it's okay with her and you, you know, even if you can take her arms in yours, or maybe she wants to stay crouching, which is fine too, but just really connect. And ask her what she's keeping you safe from.
As being seen.
Yeah. Good. So continue to be with her. Really just be present with her, with this resistance that's keeping you safe from being seen. And ask her what event or series of events brought her into being.
She says being too much. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know what she means by that?
Kind of, yeah. You know, it goes back to my younger years and probably like 3, 4, and 5 when four was a big year for me in a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure, like my mind is giving me that answer and I'm not sure.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. You're letting me know. So ask her, you know, ask her what she means by that, if you're on the right track there. And it's also okay if your mind is part of it too. It's all connected.
I'm sort of just getting imagery of that time period and how being loud got me into trouble. Probably loud and rambunctious.
Yeah.
Got me into trouble.
Yeah. She's really sharing a lot with you around this. Good. So continue to connect. Just connect with her. Connect with that feeling in your throat. And ask her, what is it, what else would she like you to know? Or what would she like for you to do from her highest self? What else is it that she would like for you to know or to do?
She said, stay small, I think.
Say that again, Kristen.
She's saying to like stay small, to stay safe or something like that, I think.
Yeah, that's really what her message has been to you. Good. So continue to be with her. And is she still crouching?
She's sitting now rather than crouching. She's like sitting on the floor with me.
Beautiful. Good. So continue to be with her on the floor. And if it's okay with you, I want to invite you to see if you can take her hands in yours. Is that okay with her and you?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So take her hands in yours, really connect through the connection in the hands. And if you can, really connect through the eyes, really see her. Let her know that you see her. Knowing, Kristen, that you have understanding and wisdom and resource that she doesn't have because she's just a kid. And from your heart and your wisdom to her, what is it that you want her to know? What is it that you want her to know?
That she doesn't have to be small to be safe.
Where are you feeling that in your body as you say that, Kristen?
Kind of in the third eye area in the crown.
Beautiful. So lean in there to really be with that. You don't have to be small to be safe, to be seen. And what else? What else is it that you want her to know that she doesn't know?
She has a beautiful spirit. That's meant to shine bright.
Yes.
So many other people tell her that.
Yes.
It's time for her to believe it herself.
Yeah. Where are you feeling that in your body?
My heart.
Yeah. Really be with that wisdom and that truth in your heart. And watch her as she receives all of this from you. What do you see?
I see sort of fear melting away off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's feeling safer and more loved for who she is.
Yeah, where is she feeling that in her body?
In her belly and her heart as well.
Yeah, you can even feel that with her. And from this place, continuing to connect here. And you can even connect also just with your heart, all that was coming through in your heart. What is a next action that you feel willing to take in your business?
While I was writing in the first question or the second question that you asked, that it's time to really relook at both my messaging and my offerings so that they reflect who I am and what I can do.
Yeah. Good. All right, so take one more moment with the little girl. Really thank her for showing up and bringing her wisdom. And let her know that you're there for her to remind her of these things, if she needs to be reminded again. And ask her if there's any last piece that she wants you to know for now.
She said she's been waiting for me to come find her for a long time.
Good. Okay, good. And so you can take a nice deep breath in and out. Just letting her know that you're there for her when she needs her. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're so welcome. You did so well. What feels important about the work that we just did? What are you really seeing?
I guess that version that I've done similar work and other aspects of my life before, but that particular little girl was hiding. She was hiding really well. And so I'm really glad that you helped me find her.
Yeah, it sounds like she was really glad that you found her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, tell me if you agree with this. To me, it feels like she is a version of your younger self. And your younger self, probably the best option for her was to hide because she didn't have other resources. But your adult self has other resources. You don't need to use that as a strategy.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to share? Anything else that feels important to express about what you're seeing?
I think there's still some fear that I will find other places to be stuck in. Mm-hmm. But I sense kind of more opening in both my heart and my throat areas around this. And so I don't want to sell myself short before I have a chance to follow through and try to make it happen.
Yeah. So I think continuing to lean into that feeling, like make a body memory of that heart opening and all of the opening, is so important. The second thing is, from this place where you do have this opening, what's the wisdom that you want to note and write down so that you can remind yourself? Because you probably will find some, you know, like some fear places as you move forward, and that's okay. That's so normal. What is it that you are so aware of right now that you want to remind yourself of in those moments?
I think just that. I think that, two things. One is that almost everything can be traced back to something like that. Like, I know how true that is, both in my work with my clients and in work that I've done myself. And also that the importance of the following through part, the making the commitment to, okay, now that we've unhidden this part and done this work, there's still some action that needs to happen from my grown-up self in order to move forward.
Yeah, I think both of those things that you just said are so important. So first of all, like when the fear comes up, to really remind yourself that that little girl inside of you doesn't need to run the show in that moment. Like, she needs to be seen and loved and reassured by you, but your adult self can lead the show, right? So just reminding yourself of that, so big. And then moving to the action. And so, speaking of the action, I know kind of the big action you said is to move forward. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the whole thing, but move forward with the messaging. And was there another piece to it?
Yeah, the messaging and the products, like what offerings.
Beautiful. And so if we were to just name like the next baby step to move towards that, what would that be?
I think looking at my website again and working on the messaging there.
Beautiful. Good. And do you want to give yourself a date by which you'll do that?
By which I'll start it or by which I'll finish it?
That's a good question. You tell me. Like, maybe start it, but also finish it. Since you're bringing it up, I'll put you on the spot, right? How about both?
Right.
When do you want your first work session on your work on your website to be? And then by when do you want to finish?
So I think I can start it in the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. because I am at home with only my left hand, but there's lots of things I can still do. And I think maybe finishing it by the end of March.
Does that feel good?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And
yeah, sooner if possible, but.
Yeah. I mean, you know your timeline best. I'm almost wanting to say February. I feel like. But you can, you know, you can sit with that and feel free, like, as you look at things, share in the Facebook group, ask us to take a look at your website, do work on things, you know, get the support that you need around that. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you. Thank you for being our volunteer. Yay. All right. I think my connection is a little unstable, so I'm going to turn my video off for a little bit too. I just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Okay. So that was not, so this was, it was, this is such a great example of how there's no specific formula for befriend your fear. You know, we ended up doing a little bit of like what I would call inner child work and a little bit of another, method that I teach, not in, sacred depths, around eidetics, but, I just point that out to say, if you've got your questioning skills, if you've got your creating awareness skills, if you've got your energetic skills, you know, like you can, however things show up, you'll be able to create a pathway. So I'd love for everybody, and Kristen, you can put your practitioner hat on now too. And I should have said this to everybody before we went into the actual demo to be taking notes. Hopefully some of you guys have been taking notes. What did you see? What did you notice? What are some of the skills that you noticed? What do you want to point out or pull out, or what do you want to ask?
I noticed that you started by really first acknowledging what is happening in Kristen's life that is like what you called shitty circumstances, right? Just like all the external pieces. And at the same time, acknowledge that you sensed that that wasn't the whole of it. So that felt really important for like both pieces to be acknowledged. Like there are these circumstances that anyone would find difficult to prioritize their business. And you're sensing the desire and that there's something blocking it that is not just the external circumstances.
Yeah, 100%. I'm glad you're pointing that out. This is so important. Like this is back to our creating awareness work. And I did two kind of forms of creating awareness in one in the beginning there with Kristen. One was honoring what is, right? Like things have been really hard. And, you know, because she shared about it, I didn't want to bypass that. Like that obviously was very important for her and important to be seen and held, and not just like, oh, and it's just this inner resistance, right? But at the same time, and she already mentioned it herself, is that, you know, because if she would have just said it's all outer circumstance and I really feel that way, it would have been harder to bring this in. And it may not have been true that there is something else going on, because she has had enough in her outer life to, you know, to not be taking the actions, but she had said herself that she knows there's some resistance. And so I was able, in as I was reflecting back to her, to both honor all that was going on as well as bring forward this other piece. Good. Cindy's asking if I went into the session with the intention of doing a visualization. It's a great question, Cindy. So for this demo, yes, because I wanted to demo the visualization for you guys. But in just my regular client work, I never go in with any agenda at all. The moment you go in with an agenda, like we're going to do a befriend your fear process, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, is the moment that you stop really hearing and seeing your client, you stop being curious. and you're not going to do your most powerful work. Eidetics, that's a whole other thing, Alana. I teach it in advanced. It's a whole other technique. But I pointed out because I didn't want you guys to think that you had to do all of the different pieces that I did here in terms of feeling, you know, when I got into the how do I want to describe this? You know what? Just scratch that from your minds. I don't want to confuse you guys. We'll just pull out what we saw. What else?
I have a question on that, Joanna. If this wasn't a Befriend Your Fear demo, so similar to Cindy's, would there have been another like intuitive way you would have approached understanding like what the blocks were, like what you wanted to come away with? Or do you think that like, you know, you would have went in with a Befriend Your Fear visualization from the start?
We may have done a little bit more like cognitive, you know, like actual talking beforehand, but I probably still would have ended up in the same place because she said, and she gave a clue that this would be a good tool to use. And the clue that she gave was, I have a resistance, but I don't know what it is. And I don't know where it's coming from. Right. So when a client says that, there's just so much cognitive conversation that's going to get to it. We know we want to hit some of the other levels of learning and transformation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. And then the two other pieces that stood out to me that I highlighted was you like asking her to name what that was, like that block was, like if you were to give it a name, is it fear? Is it resistance? Is it obstacle? So I think that was really great for creating like a working language as you go into it. And then at some point she had called out that like, oh, I'm not sure if it's my mind doing this. And you just totally like honored and acknowledged it and said like, that's welcome too. It's all connected. And I thought that was very, just like very compassionate and helped move it along. Like, it's not a problem that your mind is here. We don't have to make it a problem. Like, let's just keep getting into it. So that was great.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look at both of these pieces. So yeah, so that first thing when I asked her, like, what would you call it? Would you call it a fear or a belief or an obstacle or, you know, something else? It was because she hadn't really used any words yet to describe what the thing was. And again, it was a little manufactured, right? Because I was this isn't a regular client session. I was asking for a volunteer on the topic. And so exactly what you said, Gloria, you know, if you are about to go into a process or even just in regular coaching, you know, conversation, having sometimes the shared language can be really helpful. I find, especially if you're going to go do somatic work, if you're going to do visualization, so it doesn't kind of like, annoy isn't the right word, distract the client if you're using a word that actually isn't on their target. So it's good to ask that sometimes. And then, yeah, I'm so glad you're pulling out the piece about the mind. So here's one thing to know about this process and any kind of visualization process, any kind of experiential somatic process. A lot of people are worried that they're not going to do it right, or they're not going to get everything they need from it, or they're not going to do it fully. It's just like, across the board, it's often a worry, right? And a lot of times, especially for smarter people that have done a lot of personal work, like the worry is, and then I'm going to be in my mind, and that's not going to be really the true intuition. And that was exactly what Kristen said, right? So it's always good to reassure, no matter what it is, to reassure the client that there is no wrong way to do this, that what they get is exactly what they need to get. And also just for us to know as practitioners that the mind isn't separate from the body. They are connected, right? So just because we are recalling, you know, information that we might know or we may have reviewed in the past, that doesn't mean that it's not coming from a very true, intuitive, authentic place inside of us. And I'd love to hear, I know some of you work a lot with the body and somatics, and if anybody wants to add more to what I just said or share anything else, I'd love to just make space for that for a moment. Anything that anyone else wants to share on that. No. Okay. Who else? What else do you want to pull out? What did you notice? What did you see? What do you have questions on? What did you guys notice about the energetics of the container?
An observation on the energetics, Joanna, was that you really met Kristen in her like more muted, soft, there was like some sadness at the beginning, and you like quickly went from the energy of facilitating the group into holding her there, being with her.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Exactly. So a couple pieces in what you just shared. First, just the softness, right? It's not that every time you go into a process like this, you're necessarily going to be soft, but particularly because of what Kristen was sharing in the beginning, like my response to that, right? Like my intuitive response was to be soft in that. It's not, and maybe you guys know, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And this is not that I thought, you know, it's not that I like had this conscious thought process of let me be soft now, right? But when you are fully present with your client, when you're really, and when I say present, I mean in your body with your client, you're gonna know exactly how to modulate your energy to respond to them. Good. What else? Anything else around the energetics that you guys want to pull out?
I noticed that you kept, like every time she would share something, you'd be in approval of her, like in this very, like you'd encourage, like, beautiful, that's good, like stay with it. Like you just kept kind of with each thing that she would reveal, you would give that sense of like, it was almost like a mothering, nurturing energy, like you're doing great. You're, you know, like I noticed you said that many, many times in response to her each time she would share something.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, one reason for that is back to the, like, people wondering if they're doing it the right way. So just to let them know. The other is because it's vulnerable, right? It's a vulnerable position that we're asking our clients to be in. And we want to let them know that we're there with them, that we're holding that space for them, that they're doing great in the process. It's less of an approval thing and more of a, you know, I think like reflection and encouragement thing for sure. Good. What else? Either about the energetics or what you noticed about the questioning or.
Go ahead. I wanted to say something that connects to what Alana was just saying is that in addition to just, you know, you were saying, okay, I see where you feel it. I noticed that you never said, oh yeah, well, that makes sense that you feel it there because that part of the body is often associated with this kind of feeling. And I just thought that was really kind of cool that you weren't like bringing in any knowledge to her. You were really just letting it be whatever it was. And there was just like a lot of spaciousness around it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're bringing that up, Jeannie, because when I was in the process with Kristen, you know, I was like totally with Kristen, but of course, like aware of the group. And when we got to the point where she said that this was in her throat, one of the things I was thinking in my head was like, I wonder if people in the group are waiting for me to say, well, your voice, of course, expression, right? And that's absolutely something after the visualization that we could have swung back to, and I could have, you know, if we would have been a full session and, you know, more time, like to make some connections there 100%. But in the visualization itself, that's not the place for it. And exactly as you said, like the visualization is the place to hold the space and guide the client to mine their own wisdom. Good. What else? what else do you guys want to pull out? What questions you have? What's something that you might have done differently as a practitioner? Because as you've heard me say before, there's more than one way, which is one of the things I love about this work, right? There's more than one way to get to the goal. It's an art, not a science.
I have an observation around something that I wasn't expecting. So when you had asked what wisdom she wants her to know, she had said, or like, what's the message she wants you to know? The response was, it's safe, or to stay, like, staying small is staying safe. And I think in like the script, I may be wrong here, but what sounded new to me was when you responded to that by asking her to give wisdom to the little child in response to that.
Yeah.
And I think that was like, that was the flip there. Like it could have went, I don't even know how it would have went differently, but that's the flip where she kind of went back into an empowered state and found the message like within her to share back to the inner child. So I thought that was...
Yeah, I'm so glad you're pulling that out. So it's funny because as I was asking Kristen the question, like to ask the little girl, you know, what is it that you want me to know? I was like, ooh, as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, I messed that up. I knew there was, and what that question should have been was, you know, from your highest wisdom, what is it that you want me to know? But I just forgot to have that phrase in. And because of that, I knew there was going to be a good chance that it would still come from the fear, the less aware fear place. So I'm so glad you're bringing this up. Because again, like I make mistakes all the time, but it's so good. What I love about this is like, you can correct it. It's so forgiving, you know, it, right? So anyway, as soon as those words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, oh, okay, I'm feeling. And so you're exactly right. So as the practitioner, I was like, what is it? What's needed here? How am I going to bring the empowerment that we had started creating back? And so this is part of one of the fear, the foundational pieces of foundational philosophies of fear that's so good for us as practitioners to know is that most of the time when we or our clients are in fear, it's because a version of our little kid self is running the show, not our adult self. And our adult self has a lot more resource than our kid self does. And so that's what prompted the question, the line of questioning, like from your adult self, what is it that you want your child to know? Good. I'm glad you caught that. I had forgotten that I wanted to mention that.
But it feels like it was able to go deeper because of that, like because you let the fear be exposed from the little girl, then didn't it go almost to a deeper place?
It's the beauty again, and it's so forgiving, and it's like if you make a mistake, you can use it to your advantage. You know, it's like that's what one of the pieces I hope you guys are seeing in this is like. You know, absolutely. You know, I think she still would have 100% gotten what she needed if that hadn't happened, but we, you know, we got a little distracted. And so we lean in, right? Like if something like that happens, don't run away from it. Just lean in. Good. Anything else?
I have a thought question. So when you shifted to, you know, saying, so the little girl got to say everything and Kristen got to say everything back to her. And you said from that place, what is the action you feel willing to take in your business? So I totally get why you did that. Cause it was like, you wanted to bring the accountability into the present moment. And I'm curious if there would have been room for the little girl to get to say something she might've wanted or needed in like from you still, do you know what I mean? Like before, like almost like a bridge, like before we move into the business, like what does she need from you to know that you're going to be with her? Like what commitment do you have to her? I don't know. That's like, maybe that's too much.
But it's a good question that you can ask along those lines is, how can we work better? You know, what is it that you need so that we can work better together? Good. I've got a couple of other pieces that I just want to pull out, but I just want to hear if anybody else has anything else that they want to share or any other questions or anything that you might have done differently. Okay. So just a couple pieces. I didn't necessarily need to do it with Kristen, but I did it to demo for all you guys. When I asked her, you know, are you willing to go deeper? Is that something that you would like to do before we went in? It's important to get permission, right? If you're gonna be doing the kind of work you know, it's important for many reasons, for integrity's sake, for container's sake, and also for the client to say, right, like that affirmation inside of themselves of, yes, I want to do this. It just then it helps move the flow along. So that's an important piece. Another important piece is you don't want to just end a session at the end of the visualization. You always want to watch time and make sure that you have at least a couple of minutes to process afterwards, to support the client, to see like what connections the client is seeing, what are they taking away from what just happened, what feels important to them. And that's also an opportunity for you as the practitioner to also like fill in some of the dots that maybe the client hadn't seen, and to toss them the client's way to see if that resonates for them. The other piece is, in this work, you know, we never, as you guys know, like we're not going deep just for the sake of going deep. We're going deep for the sake of, well, always transformation and evolution and more self-awareness, like all of those things. But also there's usually almost always going to be a goal that the client is wanting to achieve. And so to circle it back to that, I circled it back in the visualization, which I didn't even need to do. We could have just done that when we were talking in the end, but to see what kind of action steps want to be taken. What do they feel inspired to do? What do they feel motivated to do now that, you know, they've done this work, that they've moved some energy, they've created this awareness. There's something I wanted to say about that. Oh, what I have really, now I am someone who is slow to change, just, you know, full transparency. I am someone who is slow to change. But what I've noticed for myself over the years in doing this work, and I noticed this with clients too, it's not like one of these sessions is going to just like get rid of the fear like forever, right? I mean, if that happens every now and again, that's amazing. But really more what it is you do the process to get the client unstuck, to be in a place where they're more willing to take action or see what the aligned action is, where they feel more motivation, excitement, willingness, or inspiration to do it. But there's a certain point where like some of that excitement is gonna start to waver a little bit, and then you wanna go deeper again. So it's not like this one session is going to carry Kristen now. I mean, maybe it will, Kristen. We'll see, forever and ever and ever and ever. But it's enough to get through the next few actions. And what that does is when a client takes action, it creates more confidence, right? That just the action itself loosens up some of the fear, but then you may need to go back into it again. So again, breakthrough versus transformation, and then how you use the inner and the outer work together to keep on moving towards the transformations. Does that make sense, you guys? Anybody want to say anything on that?
Hey, Joanna. Mm-hmm. I have a question. So that was really helpful to hear. And what I noticed in my own process that we have been exploring was that I actually had many fears that were really tough to differentiate. And then as I sat down and like listed them all out, I found that there was a common thread. But I'm just a little curious, like I hear that you can go back and like do layer after layer and kind of deepen into it over time. But I'm curious about what you do with the folks whose fears are like all glom together and it's not just one thing, it's like 17 different things that are showing up at once.
Yeah, it's such a good question. So, you know, it's case by case, right? Always like coach the what based on the who. And so what I'm about to say isn't umbrella for all of those cases. But this is really what I've seen happen 99% of the time, is that even if there's lots of things, when you go into the process, the thing that is most important in that moment on that day is what's going to rise to the surface. You know, there may be like a couple of things, and sometimes you can even ask like, what feels most important today? Knowing that whatever we look at is also already going to start to loosen the other pieces because they're all connected, right? So if the person is having trouble just one thing rising, you can even just prompt them with that and then go with that. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good question. Jeannie's saying, sounds to me that sometimes the fear has some good wisdom for us, and sometimes the fear needs to be soothed by hearing something from our higher self. 100%. Sometimes the fear can become that higher self, right? And then other times you do need to kind of like separate it out and then go into your higher self and give it the wisdom. And Kristen's saying that it's good to hear to say that mistakes can be corrected because she didn't feel like there were any mistakes. Yeah, I love that, right? It's so good for all of us to hear. So long as we have aligned energetics. And what I mean by that is like, we're okay with making mistakes. We trust ourselves and we trust the client that we can course correct. You know, we like all of that. Then most of the time the client isn't even going to notice that, right? Like a quote unquote mistake was made. All right, you guys, anything else before we wrap for today? So I know we're going into holidays and end of year. You may not have time to practice with your practice partner before next year, but make sure that you each get a chance to practice this process, work with it. You know, you can even work with it with yourself. It's hard to move yourself through a visualization, but journal with your fear. Have some dialogues with your fear. Work with it that way. As questions come up, let us know. As celebrations around it come up, let us know. This is one of those techniques that, you know, your clients, I mean, I feel like I can just say this as an umbrella term, your clients will love it. They will feel so much of value and feel like they're getting so much. It's not something to be used every session, right? But it's a great technique to use. So before we wrap for today, take a moment and write down, what's your big takeaway from our call today? What are you really taking away for yourself? What's most important for you? And I'd love to hear those takeaways in the chat. And I feel like we have time for one or two voice-to-voice takeaways too. I'd love to hear from one or two of you. What are you taking away from our time together today? Who wants to share? I want to hear one or two shares to make sure you guys are with me. Somebody raised their hand. What do you guys want to share? What are you taking away? Katie.
I'm trying to leave space for other people to share too, but I feel like you're asking for a share. So I'm I'm jumping in a second time. The permission piece really stands out for me. It stood out for me when you were going into it with Kristen, but also just reflecting on that a little bit. I like the, there's so many elements to the permission piece, not only, of course, just the respect and the consent and the whatever, but also for the client themselves to sort of open that up within themselves to say like, yes, I want to go deeper with this, you know? I think there's something about that that I find interesting and that stands out for me for sure.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're mentioning it. I mean, really, it's a form of a yes or no question. Remember, we looked at this in questioning how the yes or no question can help a client affirm something for themselves. So 100% plus all the integrity pieces too. Good. All right, you guys, I'm sending you all a ton of love. I'm wishing you happy holidays and a happy new year. And I'm here this week and then I'm taking a little bit of time off, but please let me know what you need. And I can't wait to be with you in the new year. And I know I'm going to be with a lot of you for the 3-day retreat too, which I can't wait. I'm so happy you guys will be there. So sending you love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.